Okay. Talking again. Sam got his wisdom teeth out yesterday, and the guys are here. We bought a solar roof fan. And I'm going to have to make some alterations to the roof. I knew I was going to have to do it eventually. But now I'm going to have to do it more quickly because I need... There's actually two parts to that ceiling. I need to kind of do it to the other part of the house as well to try to unify the ceilings so I can pump out the air properly. Anyway, so Sam's got... So Lisa was not taking the walk this morning for those reasons. And, anyway, so... Having a good time. Finished up the project yesterday. It wasn't a huge one, but it was something that was like, really not... not terribly excited about it. We got it done yesterday. Usually when you put a leopard into something, it'll break pretty readily. And this one was one that it was looking to be really obnoxious, and it's like, screw it. We're fine. I don't know if I talked about yesterday about LinkedIn, using that for my stuff. My stuff's all about purpose and making things happen. Facebook isn't about that. Facebook's just about commenting and leaving notes to everybody. So I'm thinking that LinkedIn would be a far more better venue for the kind of messaging I try to do. I'm not telling people to, just kind of telling people to put things in perspective, and the best thing is to be at a gathering place where people, are already thinking about these things. You know, I need to get a job, I need to improve my prospects. I need to grow. I need to progress. And that's not a bad venue for talking about higher things, frankly. So, anyway, heck of a thing. I'm putting up one of my old servers. I just need to, you know, there's a certain amount of stuff you can do with CMS system. But I'm really just kind of a bargain basement guy. You know, I don't worry too deeply about, about other things. You know, about having a beautiful website, for instance. You know, one that's supposed to be flashy and, oh wow, I can do this and I can do that. And you go, I'm just about the information. I said, really, when it gets down to it, I don't, worry about Flash. I think Flash attracts the wrong people, or it encourages people not to become the kind of people that they need to be in the first place. Kind of like Facebook. Facebook kind of wanders around in the land of the bottom dwellers. If you really want me to be honest about it, it's simply that. Not really anything interesting to behold. Anything you really need to look on. So you really don't want to. It's almost like that you can't take people from ground zero. You're going to need people who are already interested in something more. So you have to find those kinds of audiences. I think LinkedIn has more of an audience that way. You know, even though you can say, oh, it's just a pool of recruiters, and you go, well, then we'll appeal to the recruiter ethic. You know, they all want to be friends on LinkedIn, right? Join me, yeah, I'm going to share with you, I'm going to be my buddy with you. And you go, So we'll need to see kind of the developmental progression, or we'll need to create kind of a, that kind of progression. Not that I'm going to abandon Facebook completely, but Lisa had brought up that maybe I was casting pearls before swine. And you go, yeah, maybe I am. And you go, and so it's like, don't waste your time and effort or money trying to appeal to the general person. I said, they're just, you know, they're just not interested. That's why when people say, we don't understand why everybody is a Mormon by now. You go, oh, it's so wonderful. The whole missionary ethic. And you go, but you have to remember who we're trying to find. We're trying to find the elect. I said, not that the message isn't good and available to everyone, but if you're not interested in it, I just shrug and go on. You don't have to be really weird and talk to people about what's going to happen. Some of our best candidates for celestial glory are people who have been in the church for years, but just never really latched on to it. Saw it as just kind of a Sunday activity. And didn't see it as a great pursuit. You know, you need to pursue it just as strongly as you would pursue success or fame. This is actually deeper. It's probably greater. I guarantee it's greater. It's far more long term. And it says one thing about you. Well, it probably says a lot about you, but one thing it does say about you is that you're willing to hang in there with something that requires a commitment. You need to be about the commitment. You need to be a committed person. When there's ups and there's downs, there's interesting people to deal with here, interesting people to deal with there. That's really what it boils down to. And that's what this life does. That's the essence of enduring to the end. Is that you have one seriously long-term goal. And you hang with it. And you steer your life by it. There's certain things that you won't do. Because it may interfere with the big goal. And it becomes really obvious when you're living your life day to day as to whether you're going to make choices that work toward that big main goal or whether you're not going to, you know. Whether you're going to be a partner, I mean a sincerely junior partner, let me tell you, very much I'll do this bit, he's going to do everything else. It's a heck of a partnership. amazing that he really even pays much mind to it. So that is an indication of his purposes and how great he is, God and the Lord, what he is willing to do. Jesus Christ was God's junior partner. A big one, I'll grant you, but he earned it. He earned that level of trust. He earned that level of responsibility. We can too. You know, do we deserve it? No. No, there is no deserving of any of this. It surely is somebody taking a huge chance on us. But God's got a different economy than the world does. So therefore, it's not that he's risking anything. There really is no risk to it. There is only who is going to come out the other side doing what needs to be done. That's what it really ends up being about. So, it really kind of feels that way. The whole thing of, and he says this, it's really quite plain in Scripture. You know, I'll give you a little bit of responsibility. And as you prove yourself, I'll give you more. Ultimately, I'll give you amazing, huge things. And ultimately, you'll rise to my level. It says, but you gotta give me hope. You have to show me some diligence in earth life. Steer yourself by those stars, and I'll show you some possibilities. So, that's why I keep pushing forward on this stuff. Get this stuff out there. You know, it isn't so much about the money. Although, by nature, doing these things will open up those floodgates. Put them in terms people can understand. Entice them to it. The next book might be Steve Bezos, What's to Make You Rich. Anyway, so that's all I got for this block. So we're going to start using LinkedIn more than Facebook. Keep pushing forward. Talk later. Bye.